This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay. Shalom Aleichem, everyone. I want to share with you just a brief pocket over here on the Yevamos Kuf Zayin. This will be Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph. And we're going to start with the Gemara in Ksubis. The Gemara in Ksubis tells us the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. And Rabbi Eliezer interestingly holds, this is the Gemara earlier in Yevamos, unknown Testament base, Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Panoy haba al hapnuya shaloy l'shem ishus asa zayna. That if a single man lives with a single woman, not for marriage, he renders her a zayna. Okay? That means any relations outside of the institution of marriage is nus and renders her a zayna. The question is that how would that be consistent with the Gemara said that Beis Shammai is of the opinion that a nesua cannot do mian. And the question is why? So the first reason is you can't make a t'nai in nesuin. And if you could do mian on nesuin, people are going to think you can make a t'nai in nesuin. But then Rabba and Rav Yosef say, the reason Beis Shammai, is ein adam oisa bilasa, bilas nus. People are not going to want to do nesuin to a k'tana, because if she could do mian, she's going to render the bias nus. And the Gemara says, what does Beis Hillel hold? The Gemara says, Beis Hillel holds, since there's Kedushin and Ksuba, you're not going to come to say that the Bia is a Bias Nus. Nobody's going to be afraid. Okay, fine, so she'll uproot it. But the bottom line is, you lived with her with Kedushin, with Ksuba, with the institution of Halacha, so she uprooted it. So now the question is, okay, you lived with her Kedushin and Ksuba, but it was meaningless Kedushin and meaningless Ksuba. But it seems that if you lived with her faithfully, thinking it was a valid Kedushin and Ksuba, then it's not as nus. And Beis Shammai just holds, not that Beis Shammai holds it is nus, as Beis Shammai holds, people are not going to want to marry a Ketana because it might look like nus. So we see a very big chiddush from here, simply. That if you're living with a woman, and the truth is she's not your wife, retroactively, she's not your wife. But if you're living with her beheter, that's not called zanos. That's how most mefarshim understand it. Meaning, when did Rabbi Eliezer say earlier, when a panoi lives with a panuya, shaloi l'shem ishos, it's zanos, and she becomes a zoina? That's when he lives with her, shaloi l'shem ishos. He's living with her not for the sake of marriage. But if it's for the sake of marriage, she's not a zoina. The Rajba says, "Venichali the Shani Hasam, the Kosh Nivala Beloy Nesuin Dairaisa Asura the Beula Asurachmana LeKohen Gadol BeHedya. Aval Hachaloy Asurachmana LeZoina, the Kosh Nivala Beilas Nesuin Afilu Bidrabanan Lav Beilas Nosi. She's married to Midrabanan. It's not a Beilas Nos, and even Rabbi Lezer would say it's permitted." And Mishra Sharia. In other words, the Rajba is saying, despite the fact that it's only a marriage midrabanan, and she may even uproot it, still it's considered a relations within the confines of halacha. The Ritva says similarly, b'mimaenes, perush, dahashto leka mishum zoina, vafilu Rabbi Lazar. That's why he's picked the language of panoy abala pnuy shloy l'shemishas, as opposed to if he lived with her for nesuin, then she would not become aser. Now, the Aruch Lener also learns that when Beis Shammai says the chashash is ein adam oisa bilasai bilas nus, not that Beis Shammai holds it is nus, they're not going to want to do it. Bifnei ha'olam sheyomru sheba'al hazayna. People are going to say you lived with the zayna, but not that it's really znus. Devadim yishem chashav shisur eina choshesh kimin shasa pi al pi takana v'shus chachamim. And that's mashin lashin the Gemara. The Gemara says, according to Beit Hillel, since there's kedushin and ksuba, they're not going to say the bilas bilas nus. Not that it's not that Beit Hillel is saying since the kedushin and bia, it's not znus. Even Beit Shammai would agree it's not znus. Beit Hillel is saying loyasi lemeimar people. Beit Hillel says we don't even have to worry what people are going to say that it's znus. There's another mahalach over here. There's a very interesting halacha. Are you allowed to have a pilegesh? How can you have a pilegesh? You're living with her outside of kedushin. A melech is allowed to have a pilegesh. What do you mean? A melech can't have znus. So, the Rivash says that even though we don't see in the Torah a melech could have a pilegesh, mitaras Moshe loy lamadnu, mitaras shel Shmuel b'mishpat amlucha lamadnu. The Avnei Nezer has a different take on why a melech is allowed to have a pilegesh. We know that anyone who is anything associated with the melech is usher to the whole world. Right? Nobody could ever live with the wife of the king. Likewise, someone who the king has relations with is now usher to the whole world. If she's usher to the whole world, then she's basically designated to him. So even though she's not married to him, but if she's prohibited to the whole world and she's designated to him, that's not znus anymore, and it's not usher. So the Avnei Nezer says there's a new concept that a woman who's designated to a man is that's not a zayna. And you know what the proof is? The proof is a ketana could do nesuin to a man, midrabanan. So why don't we say, so midaraisa, she should be a zayna. Yeah, a woman who has kedushin derabanan to a man, nesuin derabanan, why isn't she a zoina midaraisa? Midaraisa, she's not married. So very nice midrabanan, she's married. But midaraisa, she should be a zoina, according to Rabbi Lazar. The answer is that since she's attached to the guy and she can't marry someone else, she's no longer a zoina. So the Avnei Nezer has a little bit of a subtlety of a difference. Not the reason she's not a zoina because you're living with her l'shem kedushin v'nesuin. It has nothing to do with your lofty kavanos that you think she's nesuin to her. It's a matter of the definition of kedesha is someone who is free, a panoi to a penuya. She lives with you, she can live with anybody. But when a woman is designated for somebody, the same way Pilegesh could live with a melech, the woman who has Nesuah Midrabanan is not rendered a Zayna. Okay, so this is...
At what point does a Pilegesh become designated? It's not that we say, okay, you're designated to the melech at that point. It must be some sort of Maisa.
Well,
the first Maisa L'chayra should be considered Znus. I understand the other Bia Shnia fine, but the Bia Rishayna is what makes her designated to the melech. Here also, by a ketana, it's not stopped that he's living a third. That's what we're saying. There's a kedushin, there's a nesuin. That kedushin nesuin designates her. So now that she's designated, she's not a zayna. But by the melech, what makes that designation for the pilegesh to begin with?
Maybe it happens simultaneously. As soon as he lives with her, she is simultaneously usher to the whole world. Mm-hmm. So you want to know how could he live with her in the first place? Once she's connected to him, that through this act she can't go to anyone else. So that's not called living with a Kadesha. She's not living with a Zayna. Okay, Rabbi Isai, thanks for listening. Wish you all a good night and a wonderful Shabbos. Bracha v'atzlacha. Kol tov, everyone.
Thank you.
Okay. Good night. Good night. Bye-bye.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.